Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, November 21st, 2022, through Friday, November 25th, 2022. Monday, November 21st, 2022. Lowell Money Manager pleads guilty to defrauding clients of millions of dollars. Stephen Zygouras pleaded guilty to engaging in a scheme to defraud his clients of millions of dollars. Zygouras pleaded guilty to two counts of wire fraud, one count of aggravated identity theft, and one count of filing a false tax return. Between 2015 and 2021, Zygouras used his position as an accountant, tax preparer, and investment advisor to misappropriate millions of dollars from his clients. He induced clients to entrust their money to him to make various investments, to purchase securities, and to lend him money for purported business ventures. In total, Zygouras defrauded his clients of more than $3.5 million, including the entire life savings of one elderly couple who entrusted $1.3 million to him to make investments on their behalf. By failing to report the misappropriated funds as income, Zygouras also failed to pay taxes due and owing of approximately $1.16 million to the Internal Revenue Service. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2022. Tuesday, November 22, 2022. Sarasota man sentenced to 23 years in federal prison for running $80 million Oasis Forex Ponzi scheme. Michael J. DeCorta was sentenced to 23 years in federal prison for conspiracy to commit wire fraud and mail fraud, money laundering, and filing a false income tax return. As part of his sentence, the court also entered an order of forfeiture in the amount of $2,817,876.16, a portion of the proceeds of the charged criminal conduct. DeCorta and his co-conspirators used the balance of the victim investors' funds to make Ponzi-style payments to perpetuate the scheme and to fund lavish lifestyles. For example, the evidence showed that DeCorta used victim investors' funds to purchase a Maserati and Range Rovers for his family members, a country club membership, multiple million-dollar homes in Florida, college tuition for family members, flights on private jets, and lavish trips to Europe and the Cayman Islands. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2022. Wednesday, November 23rd, 2022. Tampa couple sentenced in multi-million dollar money laundering scheme. Virginia Garcia Moretta and Hector Rodriguez Mendez were sentenced to 70 and 63 months in federal prison, respectively, for conspiring to commit money laundering. According to court documents, Garcia Moretta and Rodriguez Mendez led a Tampa-based money laundering organization responsible for laundering more than $20 million in drug proceeds and over 400 transactions. During the conspiracy, the couple received substantial amounts of drug proceeds, then gave bundles of cash with purchase instructions to people whom Rodriguez Mendez had recruited in order to purchase cashier's checks. These checks often listed the remitter as either a co-conspirator or a business registered in the co-conspirator's name. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2022. Thursday, November 24th, 2022. Mexican national arrested for alleged fraud scheme in which he impersonated an IRS employee and filed false tax returns. Francisco Ivan Velasquez, a Mexican citizen who allegedly entered the U.S. illegally, is charged by superseding indictment with three counts of wire fraud, two counts of impersonation of an officer or employee of the United States, and five counts of aiding and assisting in the preparation of a false tax return. According to allegations contained in the superseding indictment, from March 2016 through March 2018, Velasquez told the victims that he was an IRS employee and was able to secure large monetary refunds for them from the IRS. He falsely claimed that such refunds were available from a purported IRS program which allowed people who had previously lost a home to foreclose to recoup money by applying to the IRS and filing certain documents. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2022. Friday, November 25th, 2022. Man charged for participation in LockBit global ransomware campaign. Mikhail Vasilyev was charged for his alleged participation in the LockBit global ransomware campaign. Vasilyev is in custody in Canada and is awaiting extradition to the United States. According to court documents, LockBit is a ransomware variant that first appeared in or around January 2020. It has become one of the most active and destructive ransomware variants in the world. LockBit has been deployed against at least as many as 1,000 victims in the United States and around the world. According to Deputy Attorney General Lisa O. Monaco, this arrest is a result of over 2.5 years of investigation into the LockBit ransomware group, which has harmed victims in the United States and around the world. All defendants are presumed innocent until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2022. This Week in Review news update is provided by the ABFA in support of our daily news briefs. Please visit the ABFA's website at abfa.us for more information regarding current news in forensic accounting and a list of our certification offerings and other offerings.